Beethoven confessed his nearly fatal despair about his growing deafness in 1802 in what's now known as his Heiligenstadt Testament. His music then took a daring new turn. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Having spent months in the village of Heiligenstadt outside Vienna, Beethoven wrote of being on the verge of despair, unable to hear a flute in the distance or a shepherd singing, with only his art saving him from thoughts of suicide. Conductor Michael Tilson Thomas.
He realized he could communicate with his music in a way that transcended speech. He also decided to be, as a composer, as bold as he had been as an improviser.
The very next year, he wrote his third symphony, Eroica. Instead of following the conventional form of theme, development, and recapitulation, Beethoven brought back the theme changed. It was an unusual musical commentary, says Tilson Thomas, on the realities of life.
You experience certain things, then you live through a period of travail, searching, development in your life. And then, even though these same ideas come back, they are not the same. They cannot be the same. You can never be the same. The experiences that you have do change you. And that was psychologically a very revolutionary step for a composer to take in imagining that a piece of music could represent life in that way.
Despite his deafness, Beethoven wrote six more symphonies and a multitude of other works. The Heiligenstadt Testament was discovered only after he died.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.